item is Waters Run subdivision, request to delete sidewalks. Well, what do you know?
This is a request to delete a portion of sidewalks within this subdivision. A condition of approval required sidewalks on both sides of all streets. Sidewalks have been installed along the entrance into this development and around lots 11 through 20 in the amenity area. We provided you a copy of the revised plan in the sidewalks that would be removed. We provided you a letter from the developer, and yesterday I received a letter from the Homeowners Association supporting that request.
Same one where there were lots of phases?
Right.
Yeah, this. Don't know if any of the other members of the commission have had the opportunity to go down and view this development. You're saying you have a letter from the HOA that does support the deletion.
Who controls the HOA?
This is the issue I have with HOAs sending letters. The HOA doesn't own anything.
At least
these individual people bought houses with this notion that there was going to be a sidewalk there. And until they tell me they don't want it, I don't know that it cuts a lot of ice with me, frankly.
Well, I mean, they would eventually, if it's in the common areas, they would own it and have to maintain it. But I don't know if, you know, HOA at this point is still developer controlled anyway.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, I mean, what is it with these guys and sidewalks?
It's called money.
Well, I know, but you know, somebody knew that long before now.
Yep.
I could have told them how much that sidewalk was going to cost if, you know, the day they put the plan on the table.
Mm-hmm. Not deleting all the sidewalks, they're trying to redesign the sidewalks in this case.
Okay.
Right. There are still sidewalks there.
All right.
They're proposing a redesign of some of the sidewalks, but eliminating some sidewalks also.
Just the letter that Mr. Abbott.
No, I don't think it's a redesign, is it, Mr. Lang?
It's an elimination.
I think it's an elimination.
Parts, but they have interconnections with crosswalks locations specifically identified. Some sidewalks are already in, and some sidewalks are going to be placed still, and some are going to be, or requesting some be eliminated.
What we have is an unsigned letter from the HOA. It says the attached revised plan has the support of the entire community. If required, a complete list of all homeowners with signatures can be developed and submitted. The revised plan does not require the removal of any existing sidewalks and does include markings for designated crossing areas. So it looks like they don't want to put in the rest of it, I guess. I'm not sure.
Mr. Smith, this is in your area.
I've been down there, and I believe the sidewalks already in place are from lots 56 to 51, and as stated in Mr. Abbott's notes, surrounding lots 11 through 20 coming back to the 404 wetlands. I think this development has some history. Do we have an outstanding issue with this development that may require our discretion if it goes to public hearing?
There were the issues with dealing with. They were trying to, I think, with the marina. I think where there were lots that were being sold that were outside of approved phases.
One lot that was just outside the boundary of a phase.
And
they had to do a different.
And it wasn't covered by
different connections
by the approved
that lot.
Sewer agreements. Yeah.
Thought there were homes that were built and then didn't have central water.
There was that too. Yeah,
and it held up the sales and people's that their mortgages were locked. They lost their lock on their mortgage rate.
If they're asking for relief, it would be worth deferring just to see if there's any other outstanding issues that need to be corrected before any relief is granted. I would say that.
And I take exception to the part of the rationale of the letter we received from Michael Daniels, who was stating that they felt that the sidewalk locations would pose a danger because some of the folks would have to walk out into the street to get around the cars that are in the driveway blocking it. Well, if that's a danger that people got to walk around the car to get into the street, what danger is them for them to have to walk in the street in the first place to get wherever they want to go.
Because if there's no sidewalk, they're, yeah, walking, so they're walking on the edge of the pavement. Yeah.
Well, I think we want to just a
curious question, and this is not an invitation to speak, but is there anybody here with an interest in this? No. Okay. Just asking.
Not even the person requesting the change.
I do wish that we had a bright light that was guiding us in these sidewalk decisions, and reference what the chairman said a few minutes ago. Until we have an ordinance, I guess we don't have an ordinance. And we don't have that bright light. We have to muddle through these.
You don't even have a night light.
I would defer on this. Mr. Ross will be with us soon enough, and as our counselor said, we see if there's any other issues. So if it goes to a public hearing, or so we tie up everything all at once. So I would just ask that if I make a motion for deferral and it's seconded and passes, that we not put this back on the agenda until we have a full commission. But we know that we can tidy up this issue and the marina issue and anything else that may be outstanding on this particular subdivision. Sort of a put it all in one basket. Is that acceptable, Mr. Lank, Mr. Abbott? There's not a time of the essence on this, is there? Mr. Chairman, my motion regarding this request by Waters Run Subdivision is for deferral at this time for consideration by the full commission, and to allow the staff and the commission to act on this and any other issues in a timely fashion at one meeting.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on Waters Run Subdivision request to delete sidewalks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.